back home. Parents and guardians of children aged 6 and 7 can register from today for free GP visit cards. As the scheme expands to under 8s for the first time, an additional 78,000 children will be entitled to see their GP free of charge. Current GP visit cards for the under 6s will automatically be extended now until a child's 8th birthday. Well, Dr. Tadhg Crowley is chairman of the Irish Medical Organisations GP Committee, and he joins us on the line. You're very welcome. Thank you for joining us this lunchtime.
Christopher, thanks.
This extension, it was first announced in Budget 2020. But then delayed for, well, the time since because of concerns about GPs' capacity to manage the extra workload. It has gone live today. Are GPs ready? Do they feel sufficiently supported?
Yeah, well, look, firstly, it's a very good news health story. And anytime you get a good news health story, it has to be celebrated for 78,000 children between 6 and 7 years of age. It has to be welcomed. I suppose for GPs, this obviously will bring workload. And I suppose we have to, let people know that there is going to be an extra workload from these cards and people visiting, and although it's fantastic for the patient, they have to be aware that it will extend GP visit time. So although we're certainly ready, and they are on the whole patients of the GPs involved, they do bring in an extra workload, and people just have to be aware. And I suppose although sick children will be seen at all times, it's routine visits it'll extend the waiting list out a little bit.
So should we be a little nervous then over the coming weeks and months that, you know, maybe there will be teething problems here, or are you expecting it to be fairly smooth given the commitments around training of GPs, supports from the HSE and so on that have been promised and are hopefully in place for you?
Yeah, well, I suppose not everything's in place, and we are looking at, you know, all political parties, Christopher, have signed up to Sláintecare. So there will be, this is the road that we will be travelling in healthcare over the next 10 years. But I suppose one of our issues is to highlight that we can have support mechanisms in place to help with increased staff and increased nursing staff. But our fundamental problem is that we have a core deficiency in the number of GPs in the country. So just because we extend the number of cards along the road, we have to be careful that at all times we're extending the number of GPs that we have available. And there have been some very welcome announcements in terms of increasing the training, increasing the number of GPs that will be available on various schemes. But unfortunately, it's just not enough. And just to paint it for your listeners that, you know, over 20% of GPs in the country are over 60. 14% of them are over 65. So there is that shortage. And then we have an increased population. And we need to start workforce planning for various areas of the country where we're going to have an acute deficiency of GPs in the next few years.
Well, were you reassured at all by Dr. Colm Henry on Morning Ireland earlier when he said we're going from 250 trainees a year to 350 by next year, ultimately hitting 450 trainees a year?
And that's a very welcome development, and it's fantastic to hear, and the Minister announced that earlier on during the year. But I suppose we will need not only looking at the number of GPs, and we will actually need more than that going by all the manpower studies, but also to look at the various areas around the country where there are sort of deficiencies. And that's in recruitment. We've also got to look at retention, because it's one thing training the GPs, but when you find that, you know, we're reflective of a world shortage in doctors, and people head to different health systems and are inclined to stay in those health systems. So we've got to make sure that we have the ability not only to train more GPs, but also that we retain them within the systems.
Because it's 78,000 youngsters as of today with free GP visits. But the plan is, of course, in November that 430,000 more people will be entitled to visit the GP for free. People on what they're calling up to the median income. Are you comfortable that very substantial increase can happen with the structures, if you like, that you have in place across the country in the GP network?
Well, I suppose, look, first of all, there's been certain contributions and resourcing of extra staff. We won't have extra doctors, unfortunately, by that stage. So I would suspect that what you will find is that there will be an increase in waiting times for general practice, particularly at that time of the year, specifically for routine general practice. So there will be teething problems, as you pointed out earlier on. There will be increase in waiting lists, but, you know, government policy is, and we are one of the only countries in Europe that doesn't have this system. So this is a road that all political parties have decided we've got to go down. I suppose our role is to point out that people need to be a little bit patient, that there is going to be an increased waiting time. You can't just suddenly decide, right, I need a checkup today in general practice and come in. There is going to be a waiting time. But I think most people will realise over time that this is a good way to go, but just there we are going to have to increase the number of GPs nationally, looking and mapping our workforce crisis around the country to see where we need GPs more.
Worth noting that 6 and 7 year olds, you can't just sort of arrange an appointment right now. You have to register the child first online. As you talk about that increasing workload, quick note from you on this Eris variant of COVID-19. What are GPs telling you about that and the prevalence of it in the community?
Yeah, well, we're certainly getting more phone calls on a regular basis over the last week or 2 weeks in terms of people having respiratory symptoms. And I suppose in general practice, that's probably the first sign, especially in a so-called summertime weather, that you're getting calls in relation to COVID-like symptoms. So I suppose just for your listeners to... We need to sort of go back to some of the original advice that we would have given. You know, if you have respiratory symptoms, you've got to take the decision to say, you know, I'm going to stay away from the crowded environments while I have these symptoms until they settle down. So back to some basics in terms of treating viral illnesses.
Dr. Tadhg Crowley, Chairman of the Irish Medical Organisations GP Committee, thank you for joining us this lunchtime.